Well, are you available to chat with me for a few minutes?
I am.
And Amory, what is your position at the museum?
I'm the educator here.
The educator. Okay, great. And again, I do want to apologize for all of our confusion that we had yesterday with the original scheduled interview, but I am happy to have you available chatting with me today.
Yeah, so are we. We're just glad to be able to work with you guys.
Absolutely. All right, so let me get some things rolling here and we will be ready to go. And Anne Marie, you pronounce your last name Paquette?
That's correct.
Okay. I'm on the phone with Anne Marie Paquette, educator at the National Sporting Library and Museum. Anne Marie, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me today.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks, Katie.
Sure. And right now you have a really amazing exhibit running through the weekend, the Sporting Vision, the Paul Mellon Collection of British Sporting Art from the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts.
Yes, we do. And it's actually closing this weekend. I'm sorry. Was that door slamming in
Yeah, it
the
was a little
break?
loud. I'm recording this, so if you just want to pick up right there, I can,
Sure, I will. Yes, so right now we have on view a Sporting Vision, the Paul Mellon Collection of British Sporting Art from the VMFA, and it's closing this weekend.
So talk to me a little bit about the exhibit for someone who might not be familiar with it.
Sure. These are all pieces of artwork from Paul Mellon's personal collection of British artwork, and usually they're on view at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts in Richmond, but they're actually traveling right now, and so we are hosting this 84-piece collection of paintings. It's a great place to stop if you are excited about country life in artwork. If you love horses, hounds, the great outdoors, you're going to see a lot of those themes in these paintings. And actually, the exhibition is traveling to Paris next, so this is going to be the last time to see it stateside for a while.
Oh, that's so exciting to have that right here in our own backyard.
Definitely.
And you guys are right there in Middleburg?
We're just in Middleburg along Route 50, and actually Wednesday the 18th is a free admission day, so we encourage everyone to swing by as they're out and about, and we'll have a free tour at 2 p.m. as well.
And can you talk to me about anything else you have going on at the museum right now?
Absolutely. So the exhibition, the last day to see a Sporting Vision will be this Sunday, the 22nd. But then, of course, we also have our open late concert on Friday the 27th, and that's with the Brian Shepherd Country Band. That's also a free event, so we encourage folks to come out, bring a picnic blanket. We have kids' activities. We have beer and food for sale. It's really just a great chance to use the museum as a community space.
Absolutely. And what is the website for someone to get more information, directions, and tickets to visit the museum?
If you're interested in checking out any of these events or just coming in for a visit, go to www.nationalsporting.org.
Wonderful. Anne Marie, is there anything else that you'd like to touch on for the Community Corner?
Not specifically. We're just happy to see anybody who comes out to visit us, and we've got plenty of exciting programs and exhibitions yet to come this fall.
Wonderful. Again, the exhibit, A Sporting Vision, the Paul Mellon Collection of British Sporting Art from the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts on display at the National Sporting Library and Museum until this Sunday, July 22nd. Anne Marie, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today.
Thanks, Kitty. Have a great day.
And you do the same. Thank you, Anne Marie. That was great.
Good. I'm so glad. I think I hit everything.